opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Because it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. My Thursday girls here. Good morning. Hey, the 7th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm.
Hey. Good morning.
So, what national day is it there, buddy?
Chocolate-covered pretzel day.
Okay, we could have gone without that one.
Well, there's Frappe day.
There's another one.
Inner beauty day.
Oh, okay, we can go for inner beauty. I need that. Hey, I've got lots of inner beauty, obviously. It hasn't worked its way out.
Okay, it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 74, partly sunny, mostly cloudy this evening, and a low of 50. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 68. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 49. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 75. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 50. Sunday, a high of 79, sunny, mostly clear, and a low of 46. On Columbus Day, sunny, a high of 65, and a low of 44. And on Tuesday, a high of 69, a low of 46. Looks like we've got a lot of fall going here. Not seeing rain in the future, but we need that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, your air quality... Excuse me. Air quality index is 9, which is like great.
Great. Hey, you even had it on the freeway today. Ride bikes, get out and walk. Cool. Great air day. We have to celebrate those in California because we've been few and far between.
And Lake Shasta is 177 feet below full level today, which somebody called in the other day because I kept saying, oh, it's 889 feet MSL, mean sea level. Which means, since it's already up 600 feet, so it's a lot worse than it looks like when I say, hey, you still got 800, and look at that, 889 feet. No, Carl. No, that's not what it means. Thank you very much, whoever called in.
You've got
24% of the water is still in it, essentially.
Shasta Lake is huge.
It is huge.
In order to really appreciate Shasta Lake, you have to fly over it. You have to be at the top and look at all of it because you really don't get a realization of how big that lake actually is.
Unless you walk the shoreline. And you might as well walk.
My memory's not that good.
I tell you what.
I can remember how far it was because it would take me a long time to walk the shoreline.
It's the equivalent distance between here and Los Angeles.
Well, that's exactly right. See, and that would just not happen in my lifetime.
Hey, we're here with Chad Phillips. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Well,
good morning.
Chad's a very successful businessman here in town, owns businesses, does all types of stuff. That's not what he's in here for today. He's in here about Whiskey Town. So talk to us about that.
Well, thank you. So my company, Vista Real Estate and Vista Home Loans, and all of our agents are hosting our first annual or inaugural Whiskey Town Cleanup Day this Saturday at 9 a.m. We'll be out at the Oak Bottom Ramp, and we will have gloves and trash bags and refreshments and food, everything available for anyone that wants to come out and help us. So we invite, you know, our Vista partners. We invite their family, friends, any past or future clients. Come on out and join us, and you know, let's spruce up Whiskey Town. Can I tell you?
Sure, please.
Kind of the catalyst for it.
Absolutely.
So my family and I, we love Whiskey Town. We love all the outdoors that our area offers. But we noticed this past summer that our area was discovered a little bit more so than maybe it had in past seasons. A few more boats out on Whiskey Town, you know, more folks out there. And we certainly love to share it because it was shared with us. So, However, there seemed to be an increase in plastic water bottles, wrappers on the shore, etc. So while we were out there with our four kids, we said, boy, we need to get back here and, you know, do more than our fair share to clean this little gem up. So that was the catalyst for it. You know, happy to share with others, again, as it was shared with us, but let's put a little shine on it.
Is there less, park service is available, less cleanup? Because that used to be an area that was pretty highly maintained.
Yeah, and you know, I can only speak to that anecdotally. I see the Park Service, you know, the rangers and folks out there, and I mean, really nice people doing a great job. You know, I'm just kind of wondering anecdotally if maybe there just wasn't increased traffic, visitors, and therefore, you know, an increase in the negative side of that, you know, some of the garbage, debris, et cetera.
Exactly. And see,
people getting out after COVID.
People getting, yeah. It could be, and perhaps we have a few more campers permanently there that are less than. And unfortunately, and I just always cut right to the chase, we really need to encourage. I mean, we're going to get out there, and I appreciate what you're doing, cleaning up and what have you. But, you know, we really need to encourage our society to pick up after themselves. You know, be a little responsible. I remember I did a lot of camping in my life. I love the outdoors. Always owned an RV. Always doing. One of the first things we did when we hit any area was, to entertain the small kids, you gave them a bag and they were to fill it up by the time we got the camp set up.
Sure.
I mean that, you know, and then that was the last thing as we were hooking up everything to leave. That was again their chore. Fill up their bags. So that we, you know, who wanted to stay in a camping spot that was all icky the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need really to encourage the public to clean up after themselves.
And so when's this going to be, Chad?
This is going to be this Saturday, October 9th at 9 a.m. And again, that's at the Oak Bottom Boat Ramp. So not the marina, but when you first come into Oak Bottom, just stay straight. Yeah. And we'll have a couple of pop-up tents out there. Sounds like we're going to have great weather. But there will be food, refreshments, a whole bunch of those garbage bags, gloves, and anything anyone needs to help out.
Well, I tell you what, this is Vista Real Estate. Is that correct?
Correct.
Did I get that correct?
Yes.
I mean, I hear your name all the time, and I'm sitting, I can't. We must have met.
Well, Carl, if I tell you how many times we've met over the years, I don't know.
It's so many times because we go to all
the same
events.
But you wear different hats, and you get a different,
different people. But this is something you're doing. You're giving back to your community, and you know, they did the river many times.
Yep.
And now Whiskeytown, which is truly a gem here in the area.
My favorite lake.
So beautiful. So beautiful. We've been out. We go sailing on that lake occasionally. And we were out there, of course, during the, in August. And when the, because it was going to be a full moon. Well, the full moon was red because of the fires, because of the Dixie. And, the Dixie fire. And the, you know, people talk about Lake Shasta, and maybe it's a good thing that we focus them on Lake Shasta.
Because I always thought
that. We kind of keep Whiskeytown to ourselves.
Is that selfish? I don't know. I'm always told to stay on script. Anytime I get asked a question that's subjective, you know, I can find myself
Come on,
in trouble,
Joe.
Carl.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah. I could totally concur. We had a boat all the time. My husband was alive. And I think we were in Shasta twice. We lived at Whiskeytown. I mean, we fished there. We picnicked. We camped. There was a time when you can actually take a motorhome or a trailer and camp someplace besides the concrete pad there in front.
Right, sure. Yeah.
That was a few years back, but we did a lot of that up until they insulted my RV by making me park on a concrete slab. We didn't do that anymore, but the boat. So that's really, I think more locals use Whiskeytown. I mean, you don't have to compete.
You see a lot of people parking
else.
Along the road, and they're down there swimming. They've got their families
fishing,
down there on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that people feel like they can just leave stuff. You know, I find that, I don't understand that concept. Chet. What, I mean,
no, I, you know, I, and again, this is where,
you
know,
take it in, you take it out.
I usually have someone nudging me, you know, my wife or one of the kind people that help me at work, and they say, Chad, stay on track, stay on track, stay on track.
But we were,
I know we're not on television, but we're all,
well, actually we are.
Oh, okay. We're on YouTube.
I'm just saying.
Well, sorry. What do I know?
Just to let you know now.
Yeah, we're streaming right now.
Okay, well then.
Maybe I should have told you that.
We're all of a similar era.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think that there were certain expectations, and I know this isn't to a person. I'm not.
Right. You can't just say everybody.
No.
Right.
But you know, if you observe. And if you're out in public, you know, to one of Trisha's prior comments,
yeah.
You know, I noticed a difference, you know, definitely this past spring and summer out there, mm-hmm. in behavior, just folks' behavior. And my gosh, there were more boats, you know, on the water. And you know, I think when you're in a small community such as ours, whether you remember one another's names or just recognize each other, I feel there's a little more accountability, mm-hmm. you know, because you're going to run into them at the market or here or there. And I don't know if we just, you know, I know this is horrible now and I'm going down that road.
No.
But maybe we hold ourselves to a higher standard, whereas if you're just passing through, maybe you don't feel that attachment.
Well, you know what? But that's real important, though, Chad, and is the sense of it's like when you people that will rent a motel room.
Sure.
And they trash it. I don't mean trash it by destroying things, but it's, you know, and then they walk out, it's not theirs. I know that Linda has everything picked up, and I mean, she'd make the beds. I said, they don't want you to make the beds, honey. Yeah. But she, you know, everything's in a trash can.
Well, of course
and everything's cleaned up and it's wiped down.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think it shows a certain respect for yourself, but why leave a place like that? And I agree with you 1,000%. You live here. We pick it up because we want it to look nice. But if you're not from here, you just, you know, they got people to do this. They pay people to do this. Let's just leave trash.
Yeah, it's amazing.
See, and I'm one of these awful people that if I'm out on a path or something and something drops something in front of me, I'll quickly pick it up and run up and catch up with them. Huh, you dropped this.
Yeah.
And they kind of look at you.
You have some more time here? Because I got to take a break.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Trish.
Yes.
20 years in counting, right?
Right.
Okay. And we're at like 8 years in counting on our Sleep Number bed. Yeah, we're going to Sleep Number here. And
and there's no finer night's rest. I mean, sleep is so important.
You know, they've got all these things about, you know, people get enough quality sleep, have more energy, positively affects emotional well-being, improve problem-solving, creativity, and memory skills. I totally believe in
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I totally believe in that. The fact, you know, and then there's a variety of different ways you can help, you know, increase your sleep and by saving the time and more restful sleep by just doing little things like not charging your phone in the bedroom, you know, turning things off like that.
Don't read things or look at things that are excitable or what have you just before going to bed.
Like because, you don't, so you don't look at the news.
Yeah, well, no. I don't look at the news anyway, but certainly not before I go to bed.
Hey, Linda, and the best thing about your Sleep Number bed is each one of you can have the, you know, life is compromises. Marriage is compromises. But you don't have to compromise in the firmness of your mattress. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 25 last night. My Sleep Number setting, 45. We both slept like little logs there. And you've
and
had
Claire on the other side. Claire down in Anderson. Mine was 55.
Okay. Well, now.
And nobody argues from the other side.
Nobody argues from the other side. They're afraid to. Hey, you know, Sleep Number's having a big sale. They want everybody to try these beds. They want everybody to sleep well at night. And you can save up to $800 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number, and our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. For more information, call Sleep or check out sleepnumber.com. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:18 in the morning and 52 degrees, and we'll be right back.
the uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lund and Carl Bott.
Love Thursday morning.
Free Fire Radio on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and I'm giving away right now two...
Hawes Farms, and the weather's just perfect for this.
Two general admission tickets. Now, along with these two general admission tickets are... two tickets to the Screaming Hot Scare House. I don't know. What is that? You know what it is. You go in there and they scare the hell out of you. Chainsaws.
Yeah, you go in there. I don't. Get me.
605-4567. But you got to tell Jerry when you answer the phone, why do you listen to KCNR radio? And one lady said, because you give away great stuff. Oh, that's good enough. Okay. Anyway, I've got two tickets for general admission for the historic Hawes Farm and two tickets to go to their...
and I think they're gone.
Fright House there. Okay. Hey, am I going over here? I'm with Chad Phillips here. And Chad's got a getting a group of people together this Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Correct. This Saturday, 9 a.m., out at the Oak Bottom Ramp at Whiskeytown.
Okay. And they're not just going to get together and party. You're out there to clean up.
We're hoping for both. D, all of the above. Get together, a little camaraderie, a significant amount of cleanup, and then some food and refreshments and hang out and say hi.
And it looks like it's going to be a perfect day for that.
Yeah, I think we really got lucky there, didn't we? They were forecasting some rain for a bit, and I don't know if we would have had the same participation.
Probably not. Then we're looking at a high of 75, a low of 50. Perfect.
Does it say anything in there about rain here in the future?
You know, no.
Because we had a
good sign that it was supposed to rain this last week.
Yeah, we had a long rain. We had a forecast that said we were supposed to get precipitable. Measurable rain in the last week and into this next week. We were supposed to be able to get measurable rain.
Mostly clear.
I'm going to get into your science. Put your science hat on. Why is Whiskeytown always full?
Oh boy! So I've heard a couple of stories, and I haven't fact checked either. It was my understanding that there's a federal mandate. I'm going to guess and embarrass myself.
That's right. You're
then
right.
Then you correct me.
Yeah.
That we have to continue the outflow into Clear Creek because of the salmon that spawn up into Clear Creek.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's correct or not, but that's one of the ones I heard.
Well, the Shasta Lake is an irrigation. I mean, or it regulates the flow. It does everything
there.
Whiskeytown is under the National Park Service, and you can't drain it. We went through a whole big thing at one point where they were going to drain Whiskeytown.
Wow.
And we said, yeah, you can't do that like you do. So they have to maintain a certain level so that it can complete the processes that's required through Clear Creek. And that's it's under the federal government, and you can't drain it down to supply water to anybody.
Have you noticed, y'all are on, you're on Whiskeytown probably more than I am, you know, since the fires, the water more so cloudier, but we were out there the other day and it seemed like there was no impact on it at all, which.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, obviously the greater landscape was impacted by the car fire. But, you know, when you're down on the water, mostly looking at shoreline level, you know, it might not be the pines and oaks, more manzanita, but there is some greenery around the shoreline again now, and it's just beautiful out there. You know, I mean, it's just...
I have to admit that I really have not spent much time. My husband and I spent a great deal of time up there for years and years. Since the car fire, you can't drive through there and not just get sad. I mean, the destruction.
Yeah.
I hope that at some point we get our head together to where we'll go back into our public lands and regenerate, go back in and clean up the destruction from the fires and replant and reforest, because that's such an incredible landscape before, and it saddens me that we don't, as a nation, take care and manage our federal lands like we should.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, and I will share an interesting perspective that was shared with me during the car fire. So our Redding office is in the Sunset Market Plaza there on Ventura and Eureka Way, and so they were staging a lot of the Cal Fire guys, you know, everyone that was fighting fires, but a lot of Cal Fire from all over the country. And so we set up a couple of tables and put out coffee and breakfast items and things like that, and little packables and waters, because, you know, these guys were going out, leaving home, you know, risking their lives and fighting our fire. So we wanted to say thank you. And I asked them what their day was going to look like, and it was some of the folks that were going out back the back road through French Gulch, you know, over towards Trinity. And they said, boy, that Whiskeytown, so they're passing Whiskeytown and they're not from our area. They said, boy, that Whiskeytown sure is pretty. And I thought, oh my gosh, the smoke's down on the water. Everything's burned out there. You know, my heart's crying a little bit. And they said, boy, it sure is pretty. And I said, well, you should have seen it, you know, before the fire. You know, it was arguably, I think, prettier. And he said, well, you know, I live down in Southern California in the middle of a city, he said, and it still beats my view by a long shot.
There you go. Yeah. Well, your perspective is important. It's, yeah.
Nice.
It was such a, I think that part of the issues, and I think hopefully they learned from that, was there used to be a lot of logging roads and open roads in and around Whiskeytown, and they had spent many years just prior to the Carr fire pretty much doing away with most of those passable roads. Yeah. They found that a great hindrance in trying to fight that fire, because those logging roads and off-road vehicle roads and all the things they'd spent so much time trying to keep the people off of. I'm very political. I'm sorry. I get right at it. But they'd spent a lot of time trying to kick all these people out of there, and boy, did that come back to haunt them. Because they were unable to get equipment in where they should have, but another sure. story for another
okay,
time.
I got to ask you one more question off topic here, which will make your handlers crazy. There's one out there right now. No, I'm just kidding. the proposed sale of the land at the Civic. Sure. Excited about that? Not excited.
Boy, you know, it's such a tough one. You know, my family and I came here in late 2002, so we're newcomers. We haven't even had 20 years here. So I always, you know, I'm always trying to be respectful or cognizant of the fact that the gates were open for us when we came.
Yeah.
And I might be slanted a little bit towards protectionism where it's healthy, but not a lot. So anyways, sorry, I get off topic quick too. I'm torn, you know. Would I love to go down there and see a show with my wife, kids, friends, you know, family, and walk to, you know, have a choice of two or three restaurants along the water? That sounds amazing. You know, there's another side of that too. I mean, there are other facets to the deal, et cetera, but just talking about the transformation of that land, you know, and that experience. Yeah. And I love a rodeo. I'm a city boy, but I love that rodeo.
Danny Knott, who was part of the yeah. K2, he grew up in those rodeos. He loves a rodeo too. So he and I talked for 10 minutes about rodeo. So I think the rodeo, or a venue that might even be better, would be part of that plan.
Well, see, and I would fight. I think this is the perfect location for a South Point, if you will, if you're familiar with the facility down in Las Vegas. And you could, it's, you know, the sky's the limit.
Oh, as far as an equestrian center.
Well, yeah. But it could be it all. It's a convention center. It's a hotel. It's an equestrian venue, parking, the whole shebang. And you just, I mean, because the sky's the limit. It's all on one level after another.
Yeah. Well, I think it's exciting times, but I think it's also real important is that the people have something to say about it. Everybody needs to have a word about this.
I
think we have to keep moving forward.
I want to stress the people. It needs to be an open forum. I don't want to see a select committee, a representative of the community, meet for weeks behind closed doors and then make a recommendation to some elected body that hasn't had any input in.
They have four.
I want everybody there.
Yeah. Well, they have four open house meetings. Populous is going to come into each meeting and give their presentation. So if you want to go to one of these, you can go to one of these. I mean, you can, you know, you can see it, you can put, you know, find out what's going on, and you can put your comments in. And it's important that we all do that. Anyway, Chad Phillips of Vista Real Estate, or he is Vista Real Estate, along with his gang, is going to be at Whiskeytown Lake. Let's not forget that. It's going to be the Saturday at 9 o'clock for a Whiskeytown cleanup. And there's going to be beverages and bags.
Gloves
and all those things to pick up, to clean up something that is truly a gem.
Hello, bottom.
And we're going to have a nice catered lunch afterwards as well.
Wow.
So if, can I share the phone number?
Sure. Oh, no, absolutely.
So, you know, if you want to join us, we would love to have you, whomever it is. And we'd want to make sure that we have refreshments and food available for enough people. So, please call 530-247-0700. And, anyone that picks up the phone, just give them your head count, tell them you'll be there. And they'll get the information over to our Molly Wright, and she'll make appropriate plans to make sure we can feed you and hydrate you.
Okay, and repeat the phone number one more time, because now everybody's got a pencil.
Oh. The phone number is 530 247 800-800-0700.
There you go. Or just
thanks
call
so
Vista
much.
Real Estate.
Yeah, yeah. Same number.
Same number. Okay, Chad, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community here.
You're welcome, and thank you, too, for having me on the show this morning. I greatly appreciate your support.
It's our pleasure. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Since they opened, our local bank here has been moving local dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street right downtown, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and a new one.
Soon to be on Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, the old KFC building.
Jeff Fink, who is the president and operating guy over there at Cornerstone Community Bank, will be on next Wednesday. Talk about where Cornerstone's going and what it's, you know, why it's done so well in such a quick time. We'll be right back.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $800 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
One, two, get down!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:39 in the morning here on the 7th and 53 degrees out there. And I'll tell you, I've been a little bit unsettled this morning.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
If you get major stumbling blocks at you with your email. I love those overnight updates.
They updated my, it says update and turn off, and I did that when I left. And now this whole morning, I'm just trying to get back into things and find them. Chat room, I think I'm into that, pretty sure. This portion, anyway, Trish.
Yes.
Zapata trial's over.
Yes.
Found not guilty of battery. Found guilty of disturbing the peace. I'm not sure the last time somebody, I guess when I, disturbing the peace. Okay.
That like now, happens like 24 times a minute out on the street right in front of me.
I had these, I had a fight going on. If I hadn't held Diane back, she'd have whipped all three of their young asses. And, because they were.
And I bet none of them got charged with disturbing the peace.
Well, probably not. They disturbed my peace. They crashed into my door and all that. I had somebody say, why don't you just pull a gun on them and hold them there? I understand. No, that's way over the, you don't do that. But see, here's what happened. If they were out there disturbing peace, I go outside to confront them. I'm now the initiator. Yeah, I'm the initiator. And now if they come back at me and attack me, then initiation comes back to them. But if I'm having dinner and somebody comes out and initiates contact with me while I'm having dinner, is that, what part of this whole thing falls to him? I mean, working in the back, coming out, confronting somebody that you obviously don't get along with, that you do.
Knowing full well that it's going to be acrimonious.
Yeah,
to even have the conversation.
In the business that you've been hired to work at.
In the back room.
In the back room. And this happens. Anyway, so Zapata found not guilty of battery, found guilty of disturbing peace. The other two found guilty of misdemeanor battery, because one, the girl grabbed his shirt, and two, the other guy punched him. Okay.
What about him coming out with a gun, though?
He didn't come out with a gun. He did not come out. He pulled a gun, which he had the legal right to have the gun in a locked case. It's when he pulled the gun out. Now, his defense on that was, hey, they came around, they beat me up. I was afraid they're going to come back in and beat me up again. I'm just telling you what the defense would have said.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. That wasn't charged.
But from the start, you have to wonder about the charging.
If there's a gun involved,
you would have taken a look at how it was that gun played a part in this while we're charging disturbing the peace and a battery for a glass of water, that there wasn't even clear evidence as far as I could see as to whether it splashed on him or he threw it at him.
That's why I believe he's not guilty of battery.
I threw a drink in a guy's face one time. I'm lucky I'm not in jail, right?
But he probably did something to deserve that.
He did. He didn't think he did, but I sure did.
Well, you don't like having your,
I don't like somebody else finishing my drink for me.
Oh my God, that's death. Death
just because I don't drink as quickly as somebody else, and they finished my drink for me two or three times in a row, and I kind of warned them in advance, and you want this drink so bad, you're going to wear it. And he did. Just a little side note, but I mean, I could have gone to jail for assault and battery.
Well, when you throw a drink on somebody, it's misdemeanor battery.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, live and learn.
They could probably file a lot of those in a given night in a lot of establishments around here.
Stephanie, when here, I said for throwing a drink, she said, "Look at it like this, Carl," because she has to dumb down when she's talking to me. She says, "You've got your business here, and somebody just walks in and throws a drink on you."
But that's not what happened.
Is that right? Well, you know what? Is that right? And I said, no, it's absolutely not right. But, however, if I initiate it, and then that person and I will settle it. I understand, but what if, you know, what if it was a different situation? Somebody just throws a drink in some smaller person's or a woman's face. I mean, what recourse does she have if this is a big guy besides shooting him? I'm serious. Besides shooting him, what is her recourse? Her recourse is you go to the law and say, this person threw the drink in my face. You know, so there's got to be, you know, if you're going to do it, there you got to take responsibility for your actions. But obviously in this whole thing, it wasn't enough. Of course, if you listen, if you read a certain online news thing, you would have thought that, he had molested people and all these other things because of the hatred coming across from this and the sycophants that follow her.
You want to be very careful that you don't believe what's in the headlines any given
or
time.
Or opinion pieces. And she's real clear. She says, this is my opinion. But her opinion pieces are really strong.
Yeah.
But the headlines are not indicative generally of the content
of the article.
And it's no secret that Zapata and she have this ongoing feud. But the bottom line is two of them, the guy that threw the punch was found guilty of misdemeanor battery. I don't know why the girl was, except that she had grabbed him, according to everything I've read. She grabbed his shirt. So, okay, misdemeanor battery.
That's no jail.
This is,
our court systems are so flooded with serious cases that they can't get to. So many people that are doing, in my estimation, more harmful things to society than this little scuffle between these two people, which became the whole focus of the recall when it should not have, because there were valid reasons for the people to be upset and go for the recall. And that should have been the highlight instead of this scuffle between these two gentlemen, both of which probably were in the wrong, but it just didn't rise to the level that it should have to completely take over the whole process of what was going on. And that was all it was ever reported on in the newspaper, and none of the allegations brought forth by the people who were running the recall, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, those were never focused on, so that the general public had an idea why in the world this recall was taking place. Because I had a lot of people who didn't know anything about it, think it all had to do with this whole thing about this bar scuffle.
Which didn't have anything
to do with what the three supervisors that were being recalled for.
Of which it failed on two of the supervisors and may have passed. We don't know until Kathy Darlin Allen finishes counting all the votes. If they have enough signatures for Leonard Modi.
But that's how the process works.
Yeah, I know, but see,
it should have been allowed to just go forward.
So many things are separate, but they're all tied together.
Exactly.
Such as the red, white, and blueprint. They just put out their sixth installment of the red, white, and blueprint of a 10-part series. So that's, you can get that online too. But see, that's another part that, you know, that riled people up. The whole thing is interconnected there. However, I think when you get down to it, there's 50% of the people that just go, what? I mean, it just, you know, they're just not interested in it.
There's 75% of the people, no matter what happens, that just go, what? How does that affect me?
Hey, Haas Farms is now open, and it's fall fun with family night every Thursday night. That's right, tonight, featuring go-karts and bumper cars and pony rides and playland, or jump on the Haas Express Railroad train. And all haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday at Haas Farm out of Deschutes Road. Tickets available at the gate or online at HaasFarm.com. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day nights every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pint. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. How are you doing this morning? It is all the way up to 51 degrees, 7:53 in the morning here on the 7th of October, and Quick and Clean Car Wash is bringing us this segment right down on the corners of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. This is where I get my truck washed. My truck loves it.
I don't have a truck, but get my car washed.
If you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. Buy 10 and get three free. All of this is at Quick and Clean. The reconciliation bill. Do you know what's in this?
Only bits and pieces.
Because
there's
2,300 and something pages. Here's some of it. Let me.
People, we probably know as much as the people voting on it, what's in it.
Well, I probably know more. Now, my friends, our listeners, sit down. Take a deep breath. The first generation down payment assistance plan. You know, most people work hard, save for down payment in this. Or you go into the military and you get, you know, the GI Bill there. This caters to low-income, first-time home buyers with no conditions. It's part of President Joe Biden's scheme to bring the city to the suburbs and increase racial and economic diversity there. First-time home buyers can get up to $25,000 and never have to pay it back. whether they stay in the home or move for virtually any personal or financial reasons. It's free money, except it's not. It's taxpayers' money. Home efficiency rebates, up to $14,000 to homeowners who want to lower energy use by installing new heat pumps, air conditioning systems, insulation, energy-efficient appliances. Okay, that kind of makes sense, except it's still taxpayer money. However, it's going to bring, you know, and it will bring tens of billions of dollars in new business contractors. Only, though, only unionized electrical contractors qualify. Well, how many unionized electrical contractors are there in Reading?
Well, not only that, but if you're having to go with a unionized electrical contractor every time you do something, that'll get you in the door and maybe get the panel off the wall to get started. You've already spent the $14,000 before you do anything.
The bill also includes preferential tax treatment for union dues, additional tax credits for buying union-made electric vehicles, and a staggering tenfold increase in civil penalties against employers who resist unionization. There's a direct care workforce. Now, this is really going to hit. This bill awards $1.4 billion to labor unions and community organizations to recruit and train workers to care for the elderly or disabled at home. Top priority is training workers in their rights and organizing them, according to the bill.
Top priority is to tell them all their rights. Perfect.
You know what? These are things that are in, you know, this is why there's two heroes right now in the Senate. Just let me tell you who they are. That guy out of West Virginia, Manchin.
Joe Manchin.
And the Arizona Senator.
Kristen Sinema.
Kristen Sinema.
The one that they filmed in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I love that.
She is under attack in airplanes
and that's
and
illegal.
All of this.
That's by illegal.
Well, it's not only illegal, but the person that confronted her in the airplane wasn't illegal, was here illegally. But here's the thing is, they're holding the line there. That's, you know, and can you imagine the pressure?
Unfortunately, Manchin has been known to grandstand like this before and then fold like an Arab tent.
Well,
so I'm hoping that he doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you
say?
Well, no, that's okay. No, because I'll tell you why. I have been, you know, I've been in the desert a lot. I've been in the Middle East a lot, and I've been in tents of people that live there. And
Carl.
Yes, it's true.
I'm not politically correct.
I
mean,
I had to throw that out. Anyway, okay. Now, with all of that going on, the border.
Yeah.
The morale of the agents on the border are so low that you can't believe it. Now, you remember the...
Go on. You're fine. You keep talking while I fumble
The Border Patrol on the horses. These are well-trained individuals, by the way. You just don't get on a horse and get into crowd control.
With a gun.
Yeah. Next week, we're having a guy on that literally wrote the book on training the horses and the riders in police work. Traveled all over the United States.
Wow.
He's a local guy. Traveled all over the United States giving seminars, helping people that still have horse units on the type of training. I read the book, and you can't believe the amount of training the horse has to have and the individual. So I think it's going to be interesting to hear from a concept of an expert. When you see that one photo who taken totally out of context, even the guy that took the photo said there's nobody being whipped or anything like that. But to hear the type of training that they go through and what they have to face out there is, I think it's going to be an interesting show.
Well,
and that'll be on next Thursday.
And the things that are happening on the border right now with the people that they're getting on the other side with the AK-47s and the terrorists that are coming up to them and the people that are trying to break across the border and the things that our Border Patrol is putting up with. The other thing, and we're running out of time, but I read a really great article yesterday about the amount of money that we're spending to not build the wall. Money that's on a daily, I've forgotten how many million it is every day that we're spending not building the wall because it was already contracted for under President Trump, and those people are still sitting there acting like they should be, and they're not, but we're not building the wall, but we're still spending the money. is incredulous to me. but you know what? We're so broke and so in debt that the billions of dollars that they keep talking about, the money can't be there. It isn't there. The only way they can keep it going is to just keep printing money, which they are not able to do anymore. So I don't know when this ends.
I have no idea. Hey, we'll be right back.
But this show is going to end right now.
Well, just this hour. We got another hour. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Scores across the board, from the pandemic and economy to taxes and immigration. Quinnipiac polling analyst Tim Malloy says the president is being hammered on all sides as his approval rating continues its downward slide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
That transitory inflation that Biden administration officials speak of, that's not going anywhere, at least not yet. It has driven gas prices through the roof. They're now at a seven-year high. This week's average for a gallon of regular unleaded, $3.22, according to AAA. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not going to stand for it. He vows to fight any attempt by the Justice Department to silence parents at school board meetings.
In a tweet, DeSantis accused Attorney General Garland of, in his words, weaponizing the DOJ by using the FBI to pursue concerned parents and silence them through intimidation. Garland ordered the FBI to monitor the alleged threats after receiving a letter from the National School Board Association comparing parents' complaints at school board meetings to, quote, domestic terrorism and hate crimes. DeSantis notes harassment is already a crime in Florida and says state law enforcement is perfectly capable of enforcing the law with no intervention from the FBI. Bob Agner reporting.
The Texas Heartbeat Act may be down, but it is not out. A federal judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of that pro-life law, but an appeal is expected. The rally continues on Wall Street. The Dow's up 534 points. The Nasdaq ahead 237 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I worked with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle and they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says social media platforms that do not reveal the identities of those posting defamatory comments should be held liable for those comments.
Anonymous commentators who use social media to vilify and bully have become the latest battleground between Morrison's government and U.S. tech giants. Australian state and territory governments are rushing to review their defamation laws. This comes after the High Court ruled media outlets can be held liable for defamatory comments posted by third parties on their Facebook pages.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Powerful earthquake collapsed at least one coal mine and scores of houses in remote southwestern Pakistan early today. At least 23 people killed. The death toll, though, continues to rise. Another 200 people injured. At least 4 were killed when the mine in which they were working gave way. More on these stories at townhall.com. Amazon opens its first general store outside the U.S.
It's at a mall in Britain. It will sell the online retailer's most popular products, including books, toys, games, and consumer electronics. The U.S. company said the store is called 4-Star. That's because it sells products rated 4 stars or above by customers and reflects what customers are regularly buying and enjoying. Amazon launched the general store model in 2018 in the U.S., where it already has several dozen outlets. The new store is at the Bluewater Shopping Center in Kent. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard has boarded a massive cargo ship as it investigates the rupture of an underwater offshore oil pipeline that sent crude washing up on Southern California beaches. Officials want to know whether a ship's anchor snagged and bent the pipeline off Huntington Beach. Again on Wall Street, The Dow up 527 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 7th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, and staffed at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's there, and you already know it's Frappe Day. And what was the other weird one? Never mind. You've got good ones in there, though, right?
No, that was I gave inner, you all of them except
inner,
for
Inner Beauty Day.
Inner Beauty Day, and the last one I didn't give you, which is I don't even know why this is a day. LED Light Day.
You're right. This is just stupid.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you ever seen the headlights? Those LED headlights in trucks.
Those blind me in the morning.
Oh, my God.
When they're behind me? And
when you're driving down a two-lane road in Nevada, in the desert, and it's open range, so mm-hmm. there's cattle alongside the road, and a truck goes by with those LED headlights, I learned more interesting words from Linda when she was driving when that thing hit. Because that was, I thought we were going off. That was it. We lost it.
What?
Because you can't see the,
yeah.
they're so bright. And you can adjust these LEDs, new vehicles. When you've got that, like you're towing a load, you can adjust those lights to go down further instead of them coming up into people's eyes. You can adjust it so your lights go down further. Now, I don't know if the trucks can do that or if they just have a good time as they're going by laughing at people wheeling off the road trying not to hit a steer.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just an aside.
55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 74 and a low this evening of 50. Partly sunny and mostly cloudy this evening. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 49. Partly cloudy on Friday night. And on Saturday, sunny and a high of 75. Saturday night, a low of 50, mostly clear. And on Sunday, a high of 79, sunny, mostly clear all day, a low in the evening of 46. Columbus Day. Sunny, a high of 66 and a low of 44. 69 on Tuesday, 72 on Wednesday. No rain in the forecast now. That we were predicted to have some rain earlier this week, but didn't quite come to fruition. I think they got a little bit up around Shingletown and up in the mountains a little bit, but we didn't see any in Anderson. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
Air Quality.
Give them a call at 365-3793.
Air Quality Index is 4, so I mean, it's almost perfect there. In the okay, here's one that really frosted me. Okay, ready for this?
Okay.
A Colorado woman. I don't know if you read about this. A Colorado woman's got stage 5 renal failure. She needs a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So in her church, she met a lady who met all the requirements. Said, "I'll give you my kidney." They were all set up. They were getting ready to go in. And the UC, and it's not California, it's UC. I would imagine that's Colorado Health, said that, no, not unless she gets a vaccine. Will she be allowed to have this kidney operation, this transplant that will save her life? She's in stage 5. Now, you know, that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
The other woman hasn't been vaccinated either. So neither the woman who was that's given the kidney or the woman that needs the kidney have not been vaccinated. However, they've both had COVID. So, but the university, the hospital system there refuses to allow her to have a life-saving operation.
Wow.
Because she didn't get vaccinated. Now, I don't know about you.
I think that's criminal behavior. I think there ought to be a lawsuit about that.
The fact is that we've been told if you had the coronavirus, your antibodies are there. And this woman's dying. This woman's dying. And it's not like they're going to be catching COVID during the operation. They're saying that a person who has a transplant, you know, of course, that's a risky business. And if they get COVID, they've got a 20% more chance to die. Well, she's already had COVID. And the fact is you're doing this is where we've come to. A life-saving operation because you weren't vaccinated.
And this
think about that for a second. Just think about this for a second. You know what? You know the Hippocratic Oath. I'm not a doctor. I have doctors in my family. First, do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first, do no harm.
This is an area, Carl. I don't even have to think about it. This whole process of this mandating the vaccine. There is so many studies and so much information coming out showing. That if you had COVID, you're building the herd immunity. People who have had a really, really bad case of COVID and then have gotten the shots, there have been some serious complications because they've got so many antibodies already in their system from that very severe case of COVID that they had. And then they get a vaccine on top of that. They've gotten into some serious conditions. Nobody wants to talk about that, and they keep saying, oh, it's only one or two. There's some studies that just came out of Israel and some different places where this has really been looked into. And the herd immunity process is so much stronger with people that have gotten the disease. We don't need to be vaccinating everybody. And this mandate of forcing you, when you have health conditions or you're an age group, let you figure out yourself.
Well,
what my chances of getting sick from that shot are worse than my chances of getting sick from the COVID if my lifestyle is thus and so. That should be my decision, not somebody else's.
Let me finish the story. There isn't a hospital in Colorado that will help them. So now they're looking desperately for an out-of-state hospital. I hope they can find one. But going back to what you say, I believe the vaccinations do help. I was vaccinated. You were vaccinated. My staff's been vaccinated on their own. They chose to be vaccinated. I'm getting a booster probably next week. And I believe that the vaccination can help. Do I know it's not perfect? Can I still catch COVID? Yes. Will my symptoms be less? According to everything I've read and talked to health professionals, it will be. I look at the people in Shasta, not just Shasta, but the hospitals who are in there that have to be seen, by the way, those numbers are dropping, that are in the hospital, in intensive care, the vast majority have not been vaccinated. So I look at that. But I'm totally against forcing people to be vaccinated. There is just something inherently wrong with this. And to force children now. I mean, this is causing a great deal of consternation, and people go, well, it's just those knuckle-dragging Republicans. No, it's not. I know many families, you'd be surprised at many well-to-do, highly educated families are having a real problem with this, having their young kids vaccinated. Mm.
Too many chances for problems. In young people, I mean, there's a reason we don't do a lot of things with young children that you do with elderly people that are completely developed. I tell you what, there'd be absolutely no way any of my children would be getting this vaccine. You're right, Carl. I was vaccinated. I'm not exactly sure whether I'm going to do the booster or not. I'm going to have to see some evidence that that's actually needed. Because I've now had COVID and I've had the vaccination. And I don't know that I need any more antibodies. I'd like to have some. I wish they'd do more checking of the existence of antibodies in a person's system before they force the vaccine. I think that was, they're missing an important step. They're going to force me to have the vaccine. Wouldn't it be worthwhile? I would say to you that I think there's a lot of people out there that have had COVID who've never been diagnosed as
well. And we've been saying that for a year.
And I think
I actually had it twice. Yeah.
But why don't we do the antibody checks and then decide, okay, they don't have any antibodies of any kind, they're a good candidate for vaccination. There's been a couple instances just recently where young women have had that vaccination and have died. Now they say, oh, well, those are just rare and in between. These are documented. They're not on weird pages. I think we have to look at all of that. And bottom line, I'm an American citizen. I do not need papers to do anything. I don't even have to have an identification to vote in this country. Why do I have to have a vaccination slip to go to a movie?
Well, the good thing about this is when you have to vote is, okay, you got to have a vaccination card to come in to vote.
But you don't have to be an American citizen.
Well, that's the other part.
Except
to be stamped.
If you're an illegal, you probably could vote anyway because you don't have to have a vaccination if you're illegal.
This portion of the show brought to you by... that also bothers me. If it's so important that we all get vaccinated, why aren't we holding the hundreds of thousands that are surging across the border and putting them into holding camps and testing for COVID, testing for tuberculosis, testing for whooping cough, testing for all these? And if they are ill, then fine, give them shots. Okay, when you come in, guess what? You come across the border, you're going to get a shot for COVID. We're going to give you COVID shots. And then we're going to, and if you got anything else, we're going to treat that. Before they turn them loose in the hinterlands.
Turn them loose, they've just taken off. We don't even know where a lot of them are going.
They're taking them in to many places. Do they stay there? The Afghans, they're losing them out of military camps. They just walk away and don't come back. 8:15 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy Maxwell, her ad on our station, there isn't a week that goes by that somebody doesn't stop me or send me an email or let me know that how much they love her commercial. It's just Judy Maxwell. Why? Because she is just a good person inside and out. And all your insurance and financial needs under, like I said, under one roof. Linda and I have insurance with Judy Maxwell, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Hurley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows.
including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's 8:20 in the morning, 51 degrees out there here on the 7th of October, and Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing. Employers and insurance companies have lawyers. You should have a person that knows the law that will fight for you. And that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 262-2168 today. Trish Clark and I are here, and Terry's online. Good morning, Terry. Big meeting last night, huh?
Terry is no longer on the line.
He's no longer on the line?
No, it looks like he hung up.
Terry, you're going to tell us about the big meeting at Dill's Deli last night.
Yeah,
Lots of people.
They had a big crowd, and my
people are upset about this.
My understanding is if they were gathered, they're trying to talk the schools out of going out on boycotting this vaccine mandate thing, and they were encouraging all of the schools to. I wish I had all the details of that. I watched a bit of it, but I think it's a good thing that the schools, the teachers, the parents. Who have an objection to this. I think we were talking about this during the last break. The vaccine isn't the issue. It's the mandate.
Yeah.
If you choose to have it, fine. If you choose not to have it, fine. Wear a mask, protect yourself. You want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Well, all that should be up to you as your own personal choice. The mandate, or you can't work, or you can't go to something, or you can't do this, that's just not American.
You know, people are on the chat room are coming in and saying, hey, you know what, the people coming across the border illegally are not major spreaders.
How do you know that?
The point is that we're looking at a perspective. We're looking at optics. When employers are being told, if you have 100 employees or more, you must vaccinate them. Not realize, and here's another example of somebody that has, Joe Biden has been in public office for 48 years. Does he even know how much a gallon of milk costs? You know, but he's telling
employers. Does he even know what a gallon of milk is?
Does you know, employers now are having to go through this. Now, what happens if you get 50 or 25 of your employees, because you don't have extra employees, everybody that you are hiring has a job, don't want to do it. You know, so they're going to go into unemployment. Now you're hurt. You know, the fact is getting into it like that is just, it's just bad.
Carl, I have to go back to your statement that people coming across the border, illegals coming across the border are not major spreaders. How do they know that? They don't know where they're at. They don't know where they're going. They have tested them for nothing. They don't know how many people are impacting or any. They're not tracking them or tracing them in any way, shape, or form. How in the world can they continually say, and they do, on the media and the president and all of his spokesmen, all of these people keep saying they're not major spreaders. They have no idea whether they're major spreaders or who they are. let alone if they're spreading COVID.
It goes back, like we said. It goes back to optics. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I was at the meeting last night at Dill.
Okay.
Yes.
What an amazing turnout. 300 plus there. Parking lot was full of people. Streets were full. It was crazy. A lot of excellent speakers. Teachers are now out and proud in public. They have issued letters publicly. They are against the mandate, as Chris says, the mandate only, not necessarily the vaccine. Oak Run chief business officer, I believe her name was Tiffany, she was there, and they said, yeah, Oak Run Elementary is going to participate in the 18th walkout by literally closing the entire school for the day. And so they're done, and this is, I think, an unprecedented time. When publicly paid officials, school teachers, et cetera, when they come out to this extent, because they know the retaliation they're going to get, they know the blowback, and they're out and they're done. This was amazing. A lot of good speakers. We're going to start having weekly meetings at another location. And if you don't mind, right now the recallcharleston.org website is collecting if people want to get on the mailing list, the emailing list. That's where they go. To get on the emailing list for the future meetings. These meetings are not going to stop, and they should grow considerably each week as these mandates continue to get worse. And many people said, correctly so, by the way, these mandates are coming for all of us. They started with the healthcare, now the teachers, and then now the kids. I talked to a Cal Fire employee last night. Cal Fire is under the mandate. They have a deadline. CHP is under the mandate. They have a deadline. It's coming for all of us, folks. If you have a permit, a license, for work or pleasure or leisure, all that is going to be, it's coming for all of us, folks. And if anybody doubts me, I'll happy to debate them.
No, you're absolutely right. And good information. Thank you for filling in the blanks. We brought it up because Terry was on the line and then unfortunately didn't have all the good information. But I totally support it. And I again have to say, it's about... You're absolutely right. It isn't going to get, any of us are not going to get by this. Whether you're impacted at your job or your workplace or just your entertainment or what you want to do, they're going to get you with this mandate of you're going to take away your freedoms of some kind if you don't have this card.
And
it isn't about the vaccine. I had that. That's not the point. I'm an American citizen. I don't need papers to do anything.
And if anybody thinks under the tutelage of Biden and under the tutelage of Gavin Newsom, if our freedoms and liberties are going to expand under their tutelage, I think they're watching the wrong channel.
Yeah, they're not paying attention because it's very clear.
Let's take it to another step. The Department of Justice under Biden is now organizing a section of the FBI to start going, start looking into parents standing up to school boards, saying we do not believe believe in teaching the critical race theory. We are against, like the group out there last night. You know, we are totally against this vaccination thing. And now
the
Department
parents.
Of Justice is looking at them as potential domestic terrorists.
Yes.
Yep.
So you know, there's something there's something going on when we have riots all last year, and it wasn't. They couldn't get anything done like that. And then, of course, what's going on to parents who just care about what's happening to their kids.
I think that from a viewpoint of this is not just happening in Redding. This is not just happening in Shasta County. It's happening across these United States where communities are uprising about the critical race theory, about the vaccine mandates. And good for us. It's about time that the American people get in. If you're not paying attention to what your government's doing, they're doing it to you, and you deserve the kind of government you get. It's about time we all got involved, and this is good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me close out. The way we fix our country is we start local.
That's right.
Our country was founded on limited local governance. That's why we became the most powerful country in the world, is the individual freedoms and liberties and limited governance.
That's right. We
have lost that long ago. And now we are reclaiming that here in Shasta County. And the way we do that is by recalling our local officials and replacing them with more constitutionally minded folks. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, let's talk about that first. Bye. Okay, thanks, Richard. Let's talk about that. That was tried. There were months given to collecting signatures. Months given for that. And according to the recall proponents, they didn't have enough for Joe Comente or Mary Rickert.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they have 6,000. I have no reason to disbelieve them. They have 6,000 signatures, which is more than enough to recall Supervisor Modi. But then now Kathy Darlin Allen is going through to make sure all the signatures match.
And interestingly enough, unlike
every one of them.
No, actually, there's two processes. You can sample and assume there are 6,000 by a sampling, or you can count each individual one.
Okay.
They're going to count each individual one.
Okay.
Once again, we're going to go the full mile on this.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
But that's why they have two rules there. Because if you do, okay, imagine this, though. Imagine if they just picked 100 out of this group.
Mm-hmm.
It was the wrong 100. So they get like 30% of them that are bad. And they say, well, then all the rest of them are bad. Now they go through every one of them. You can say, we counted, we looked at every one of them. There were 5,000 good signatures.
There you go.
Okay? And if we looked at every one of them and there's only 4,000 good signatures, that's important, too, and not just a simple sampling. I think in this case, you need to look at every one. This thing has been going on. It needs to be settled.
It should have gone through the process as allowed by law.
And that's allowed by law.
Without all of the perception that there was a whole lot of people that were throwing every roadblock in the way of these people. The perception on both sides of this issue, and I'm not in it because District 5 is not being recalled. There's no opportunity for me to really be involved in my district or vote on it. But I would say if I've read the information by both sides on this recall effort, I believe that there is reason for them to be upset with the Board of Supervisors. I think there's reason to be upset with a lot of our elected officials in Shasta County over the last few years. But again, I would say that this is in my mind the way government should work.
No,
if you're unhappy,
yes,
you have the right to go out and do something about it.
I absolutely
along
agree.
With recalling, I would encourage people to actually pay attention to what our elected officials are doing during their term. They get to get a report card every 4 years. That's your opportunity if you've been paying attention to what they are. Unfortunately, most of the people in Shasta County or any other area, a lot of them don't even know who their county supervisor is. They don't even know which district they live in. A lot of them have no idea who their city council members are. And I would say that there are people probably not listening to the radio station, but there are a lot of people out there. You can go and ask them who the mayor of Reading is. I'm going to tell you that 8 out of 10 of them, if you ask that question on the street, are going to tell you they don't know. You try it sometime. People don't pay attention, Carl.
Well, I'm going to go around the office here today.
Well, the office would be a good place to start because they live with it on a daily basis.
Hey, you know, something that is a good place to live on a daily basis is River Commons Senior Living.
There you go, and they might know.
You know, they probably do. You know, it's not an assisted living facility. It's for people that, they want to retire. They want to have
active
a nice
senior
place.
Population.
Right. They want to have a good place to live, a great place to live. They want to have a gourmet chef cooking their meals for them. They want to have that option to be able to leave their stuff and then be able to travel. Transportation is available if you want it, but you can use your own cars there, too. They're pet-friendly. This is just a really this is for people who have made the decision to say, I want to live in an active senior community. River Commons is the place to go to. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to get more information or maybe even get a tour of the facility there or the housing areas and have lunch with everybody. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcast. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, Thursday, 8:38 in the mornings. Gosh, it's still 51 degrees out there. It's going to be
a sunny
day.
No, it's actually 55 degrees.
Well, damn Google.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
Well, damn them anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times. TAVR valve replacement, where they used to crack your chest to replace the valve in your heart. Now they go up through an artery. You're literally up, you know, they operate in the morning. You're up that afternoon and going home the next day. TAVR valve replacement, and they're going to become a teaching hospital. They're bringing in 24 residents to work. 24 residents, think about that, to be learning and working at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wouldn't it be great if we can, you know, they find out what a great place this is and they stay for forever. Yeah, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, people have been calling in. Okay, let's go to Terry first. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Richard,
how you doing?
Richard called and gave us kind of a update. So, you know what? Give the people the background on this. Can you do that quickly about why this meeting was called?
It was called because a lot of people are upset about the mandates that will be coming down, not only about the medical industry and not only about the school system, not only about our armed forces, not only about what's going on with our government workers, about what Tricia's been talking about all morning, which is she's absolutely correct, and that is that this is a mandate that's all illegal. However, the problem is, Trish, is that the mandates have teeth.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right, we shouldn't have to comply, but see, the problem is we're way past all of that. Frankly, I know that a lot of people at this point are just saying, hey, there's not a lot we can do. The reason that I wasn't on the phone the first time is I'm getting information, and I was on a meeting about a month and a half ago. Actually, Carl Preston was on it, too. Our old friend, right, Carl?
One of your favorite people.
One of your favorites, too, my friend.
He still owes me money.
Yeah, he does. I know. Don't feel bad. I don't think you're the only one. Anyway, the thing is that we were on this call because of New Nevada. Well, now they have another movement afoot that is similar to New Idaho. They want to involve California. And, again, that's going to take an act of Congress not once but twice, like New Idaho takes an act of Congress four times. I mean, this whole thing is so many rabbit trails. But getting back to your point, Trish, you're right. There are mandates. You're right. We shouldn't have to follow them. You're right. You should have a choice. But you know what? They've made it so that now we don't. Richard's right. Pretty soon permits. Maybe your Social Security. Maybe your driver's license. You know, it's maybe your right to go to a restaurant. You know, really and truly, if people comply with mandates, they now become law.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've watched that, Terry, over the years, and we've been talking about it. Gosh, I've been complaining about it since they had Angela Davis teaching communism in the schools in the 60s. And we said, that's not right, but we didn't do anything about it, and guess what? Now they can teach anything they want to and have.
You made the comment about 2 years ago. You said, why is it, maybe longer than that, but you made a great comment, and that is, you said, the reason that all this happens is because we let them.
Yeah.
We say that a lot. Yeah.
No, that's absolutely, you're right. We get the kind of government we deserve.
Well, we just keep rolling over. Constitution. They don't know the law. They don't pay attention a lot of times, but just not knowing the law or the Constitution, they think a mandate is law. And if you have agencies, I mean, you have armed IRS agents, you have armed everything agents. If you have a situation to where, I mean, people can walk into your house and take your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people are naive enough to think, well, they can't do that because it's against the Constitution. Well, really and truly, folks, you know, we're letting them do that. I think we're past a lot of different avenues we had even a year ago, maybe even 6 weeks ago. But there was more than 300 people out there, by the way. I saw a scan of it. There was a gob. But
I heard there was close to 1,000.
Yeah, there was. But
so
the thing is that when you look at all this, it's just people that want to stand up, but they don't know what to do. Well, we're going to organize them to do it. And, you know, the thing is that we have to be careful. You know, it's like you pointed out about the DA case, Zapata, all that stuff. How ridiculous is that? Almost $1 million on a case that ends up with a nothing burger. Yet we have people in jail. We have people that are committing crimes that are far, far, far worse than that. And the top of the list goes to Zapata and Pinckney. Nothing's really wrong here.
Yeah.
Okay, Terry, thanks. We're running out of time here, and I got one more thing to say. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
You know, here's something in here. Somebody said, this is a well-spoken individual, well, they can always homeschool their kids. Well, that's not true. You have single moms. You have families that need two incomes. They're both working hard to keep the roof over their homes. They can't homeschool their kids. They don't have that capability. The people that are well-off, wealthy, they have that. They have that ability to do the homeschooling, but a lot of people don't. So they're painted into a corner here. Do I send my kid to school? What do I do then? You know, what's my choice? I'm thoroughly afraid that something's going to happen. And I'm just saying their side is you've painted them into a corner of people that are in the middle to lower middle income classes that don't have the capabilities to keep their kids at home. And because there is no, the distance learning, it's gone.
Well, not only that, they say, okay, they can all distance learning. I'm here to tell you that in Shasta County, not everybody can distance learn. We still have pockets in Shasta County where they don't have cell service, where they don't have good internet service. Not all children can stay in their home and be taught from a distance. Just doesn't happen. There's a lot of places they can't get internet. The other thing is that they learned, and I've heard so many teachers and so many people talk about, the children who are so far behind from all of this homeschooling that went on for a year and a half, that have lost one grade level, two grade levels, that they're not going to make up, because not every child learns at that, that level.
I have a happy thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I met one of our listeners yesterday. Yeah. Who was going to one of our local businesses because she had heard it.
Here. Oh, good.
And I just want to give a big shout out to Live and Let Live. And it was really nice meeting you yesterday. And it was, it's good to hear, people like that.
That absolutely heard one of your remarks.
And then go to one of our advertisers, and support them too.
I would encourage people, if you go into a business because you heard it on KCNR, when you go into that business, tell them that.
Yeah, I mean, people come up to you all the time and tell you they hear you. And
exactly.
People come up to me. And you know what? I really don't know what to say except, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, like Tuesday. And by the way, for all of my friends and all of our listeners out there, almost want to apologize for Tuesday, my 8 o'clock hour. I was trying. You know, you ever have a day that you're like 90% there? And then it goes downhill. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going to be today to get my haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. I love this place. The only place I've gotten my hair cut and run in 14 years. We'll be right back after these messages, and Hawes Farm is on the air.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Don't ever the day that my daddy died. Never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Right to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play.
River Club card to play.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, 8:50 in the morning here on the 7th of October. It's 55 degrees out there. Air quality index is great. It's like 4, so that's super. People are calling in. I've got another package for Hawes Farms. Two general admissions and two admissions into the haunted house, or whatever they have out there. I think it's a barn, haunted barn. Okay, now, 605-4567. We've got people on the line already. And for the second and third callers, you're going to get $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Yeah, I know it's not the Hall's Farm, but it's $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. So, first one, Hawes, second and third one, and their phones are ringing. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, can I get tickets?
No, you're already on the line.
I tell you what. Dave, I've got because you're on the line when I said it, you get $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
All right.
Just come on down and get them.
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about that. The people that have a conundrum about what's going on at school and all this stuff with their children. My niece and nephew just had the COVID. Their daughter had the COVID. Their son did not have it, but he has to have a COVID shot to go back to school. And so they're going to put him on homeschool. I think that what all these, and I think, I guess it was said on your other part over there, what all these people should do is get together, poor, rich, middle class, whatever, and either get a church that'll open up to them or a hall that'll open up to them and start a classroom. We got teachers that are out of work that would teach.
Great idea.
Well, you know what? There are communities that are doing that are hiring teachers.
Sure.
And I think that's a great idea.
You know what? And it seems to be working. Now, the other thing, too, is you can use the homeschool curriculum there, and you can homeschool the kids and have a teacher have 10 or 12 kids, and it may be different ages, but they can work with them, keep them going to school, with the curriculum that is appropriate for their level. Yeah, they can do that. However, you know,
you're going to run into the system, but that's okay. You're going to run into the system because they're going to come back and say that these children have not received the qualifications, blah, 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 blah. But the important thing is the children are going to be being taught and not just left behind.
Even if you homeschool them, they still have to take the test. They still have to do that. They still have to meet the requirements. So, Dave, it is a good idea if people could do that. And there are teachers that, okay, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, man. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Be sure and pick up your bucks.
Thank you. Thank you for the ticket.
You bet. Hey, last year, who were our heroes last year? Medical professionals.
The medical professionals.
Nurses.
The nurses, the doctors, yes.
So here it is a year later, and my daughter's a nurse. And she takes this personally. I mean, she's been vaccinated. She even had COVID. She got vaccinated and got her booster and all that. She works in the hospitals. She says, how can we be heroes last year and now they're firing us? How can they do that? And, you know, and we've talked about this. We've got even though the numbers are going down some, we still have a lot of people that are sick. How can you fire people out of a hospital because they don't want to take the COVID shot? How do you do that? I don't understand that, you know, reasoning.
And if the mask, let me ask you this. Here's the other part I don't understand. If the mask works and you have a mask on, why do you care whether I have a mask on or not? And if the nurses are all wearing the appropriate gear in the hospital, why do they need to be vaccinated? They're all garbed up. We've known for years you're in isolation. You wear the proper stuff. You can't spread it, right?
That's the idea.
Okay, so why do you need to be vaccinated? As long as you're properly garbed up when you're around, there's no common sense to any of this that they're saying. The only thing that makes sense is that they want to control us and make us do as we're told. And don't ask questions, just do as you're told.
And by the way,
a lot of us balk at that.
We're not seeing the numbers, but from what I understand, there's been more people die under the Biden administration at this point than under the Trump administration. If you look at the polls, and these are a variety of different polls, Biden's tanking right now.
That's false. He said the other day. Are you kidding?
Well, you said 81 million people voted for him. That was back last November, Joe.
That really didn't happen. Yeah. I mean, you get a grip, fella. That really didn't happen.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into that one. Let's get into this one, though. What would you like to see on the river down there if the, if this thing comes to fruition, which I hope it does, you know, in one way or the other, down around the city? What would you like to see there?
What I would like to see is an opportunity for the average person to be able to take advantage of whatever they put there. So that's got to be some kind of an ability for picnic areas, walking trails, priced restaurants and activities that the average person can take advantage of. I'm not saying free. I'm not saying because, you know, I would like to see the property in private ownership, where they, you know, it could be shared and enjoyed by everybody. I'd like to see restaurants. I don't want to see a bunch of more office buildings on the river, that are used during the day and then just sit there empty at night. I really like the whole idea of incorporating, the trails,
yeah,
and the horse activities. There's so many different things. They can have rodeos. They can have cutting competition. They can have show competition.
Yeah.
There's so many equestrian things that they can do. And I love that facility. There's one in Las Vegas. There's one in Fort Worth, Texas. These beautiful big facilities that they can have shows.
I like to see an arena.
Yeah.
Or not an arena, but a complex that can include, you know, major exhibition halls.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of people in here for and I'll just use this as an example, 1st Marine Division. They have their annual reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking 6,000-7,000 people. We don't have a place to put them.
Roadshow.
But
those kind of events.
So that they have room for this, that we can attract people there. And what's that mean? It means not just the Sheridan, but it means every hotel around here, all the restaurants, all of those, that we can attract people. Antique Roadshow, and we got to run. Antique Roadshow doesn't seem to me that it attracts thousands of people.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Really?
It absolutely.
And when I look at it, it's just a bunch of old people. there.
To each his own, Carl.
I know. I love watching it. I love watching some lady that's got a painting, and it turns out this painting's worth $832,000. But talking about there's major events out there that would roll in here, you know.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, there's all kinds of different shows across the United States that we don't have the ability.